Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Welcome back, everybody. I am so excited to be here talking with you guys this weekend. I wanted to kind of cover some of the things that I've learned throughout my years of counseling with people. And I want to bring up talking about self-esteem, because it seems like that is a big, huge issue that we all struggle from and wondering what that is. And to me, I learned a long time ago that if you begin to talk to someone about self-esteem as a Christian, how do you really do that? How do you really talk to someone about they need to develop their self-esteem? Because really, it didn't take me too long to realize that is not really the truth. And it's kind of a dead-end conversation. I found it very lacking and very, even though it was very popular in the psychology field, it was very empty. It really, that's kind of the best way to explain it. It was very, very empty, and it didn't help anyone to talk to them and try to develop self-esteem changes within a person. So I began to really ponder on this, and God began to show me the more we dive into the psychology of self-esteem, which is such a popular thing, because, you know, now we're supposed to be all esteemed, all supposed to have that self-esteem, because psychology has written a bazillion books about self-esteem and how to have it and how you get it and where you get it and how to keep it and what you need to do. So it really began from that psychology error as it began to build in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And it really does leave a person empty. Now, you can find self-esteem. You can find it by reading some of those books. Some of those books have some good little points. But you're going to find yourself having to always strive to keep it. And it's not going to give you the feeling that you're hoping for, the wish, the desire that you're looking for when we talk about self-esteem. So what really is self-esteem? If you look at it from the psychology error and you look at it how psychology likes to define self-esteem, they define self-esteem as being able to be what we would use, like proud of yourself, feeling good about who you are, not having the negative self-talk anymore, and being able to rise up and take your place in society and be able to stand strong and know that you are good. But really, the Bible kind of talks completely opposite of that. And I learned to really develop an esteem of any sort. We better have a Jesus esteem. If we can get a Jesus esteemed, then we're going to get to that place, that feeling, that peace that we are looking for. Because as long as I keep my eyes back on myself and even giving myself grace, everyone likes to say that, and oh sure, but really, I can't give grace. I can't give grace to myself, and I can't give grace to somebody else. Grace only comes from one person, and that is Christ. And that esteem that I have from me has to come from Him. Because it's why we struggle. Even Paul talks about the struggle. Why does my body do the things that I don't want for it to do? But I don't do the very things that I want to do. So he struggled with having to be harassed by a demon. He asked Jesus to take it away 3 times, and whatever the thorn in the flesh was, he struggled. He didn't like it. He felt bad. Don't you know how Paul was blind? So he got knocked off his horse, and he's blind. He's running around blind. And he hears Jesus talk to him, you know, why do you persecute me, basically, is what Jesus is saying to him. And he gets knocked off. So now he's blind. And then Jesus tells this man who does not like Paul, because Paul's been out there hurting people, killing Christians, holding the coats of Stephen. Paul's been out there doing these things. Somehow, Paul makes a full circle around after being blinded. He makes a full circle. Now I can see. I can see, really see, just how bad I really am. He can see the truth now. You know, him being blind and then him having his sight back, is, you know, that's a whole metaphor within itself about being able to see yourself. Now, if it was me or you, we'd probably want to go crawl in a hole about that time. And, you know, how bad and terrible, horrible and awful that we are. You know, we went around killing people and voted for killing people. We went around wanting to steal people's, you know, whole people's coats where they got stoned to death. All these things that we could have, you know, thought about, all the harassments of the families that he went and he hurt. Now, if that was me, I'd probably want to crawl in a hole and pull the rock over and say, don't ever take me out of here. But somehow or another, Paul didn't do that way. And even though, you know, he struggled, he had to learn a few things from Christ. But Paul knew that how much grace and what he has been given after he could see. So it's important for us, if you want to begin to find that place and quit hearing the voices, because we've all heard those voices that talk, you know, you're not tall enough, you're not short enough, your feet are too big, your ears are too big, you're not smart enough, you're not successful enough, you're not disciplined enough. You know, we have a litany of things that you can go through, and I guarantee you, everyone has heard those things. Even if you were the most successful football player in high school, at some point, you came off of that place. And we all deal with that issue of not being enough. That whole, we don't, as Christians, we can get into, we don't pray enough, we don't fast enough, we don't think of God enough, we're not loving enough. You know, you can just go down the condemnation road all the way through and really begin to press into, I'm not enough. And you know what? You're not. You're just not enough. We all know that. We all know. You're just not enough. I'm not, you're not, nobody is enough. Billy Graham wasn't enough. There just isn't enough to go around out there to be enough. So all of those statements that you hear about yourself, when you start getting down on yourself, and we all have certain rituals that we go through sometimes, maybe you said something that was embarrassing, so now you're going to go through the ritual of beating yourself up about all the things that you are not. Or you get up in the morning and that belt is a little too tight and you start berating yourself about what you are not. You see somebody who is prettier than you, or you think is prettier than you, or who's more successful than you, and then you go through the ritual of really beating yourself up. And those are rituals that we get into, because it's not like you say a bunch of different stuff to yourself every single time. You say the same exact things to yourself. Now, we often do that whole comparing our insides to someone else's outsides. I heard a client say that recently, and I thought that was really good, because that is true. That's what we do. We compare our insides to someone else's outsides. Sometimes we compare our outsides to other outsides. Or maybe you see a Christian speaker, you think, oh, they're just so wonderful. They just must walk on golden clouds with dust, gold dust coming out of them. You know, it's not true. And this is an issue that everyone struggles with. You could come off the stage of having the biggest, most important, greatest speech of all time, and then you go into beating yourself up about what you could have said, we should have said, should have done. I should have stood this way, should have stood that way. Did I do that? And then I made this joke. I should have made that joke. You can just go a million different ways, a million different verses in your head about how bad you are. Because we live by those verses. We live by those things that we say that we are not. We constantly begin to struggle with those things. So if you're really wanting to understand some self-esteem and what that really is and the trap that is and what it means to be able to esteem yourself in Christ, then you guys are going to have to stay tuned and listen in for the rest of the week. I got some good stuff to cover here, and I hope that it helps. And if you're facing times of depression, listen to this. Listen to this podcast this week, and it will help you. Thank you guys for listening today. I hope that you guys grow and begin to listen to yourself and to the mantra that you tell yourself about what you are not enough. Everything that ends with enough, listen to that. Pay attention to that. I look forward to speaking with you guys tomorrow. Thanks. Bye-bye. Soul Lies is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.